This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Breese, as I broadcast live and in living color this morning on a Monday morning to you all across the country. We hope you're having a great day in the neighborhood. And let me go right on over here right away because we got so much news to talk about tonight. It's been such a weekend. Let's go over here and get to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
How you doing, my friend?
Doing great.
All righty. Well, let's say the pledge and get going because you and I got a lot to talk about. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, wow, what a weekend. First of all, al-Baghdadi is dead. He was killed in a mission taken on by our special forces, our Delta Force, and JSOC was basically in charge of this out of Fort Bragg, North Carolina, with the oversight of CENTCOM down here in Tampa in my backyard. The president knew about this. I'm not surprised that we finally got the guy. I'm a little bit surprised as to how we did it, but I have a theory. You want to hear it?
Oh, yes.
I believe that when we told Syria, the Kurds and whatnot, I think we had information, first of all, from the Kurds as to the whereabouts of al-Baghdadi. And I think we had to smoke the guy out. And I think what we did was with the information that we received, not only from the Kurds, but also in being able to track this guy by whatever means we had, I think we found out where he was by us leaving Syria, but not really leaving, if you know what I mean, and coming back in again. I think we smoked this guy out to where he wound up appearing in Idlib, right in plain sight almost of the Russians that were there, and they had no idea he was there. And as a result, we were able to take advantage of the situation, and we had the target of opportunity. We had the window of opportunity. We told the Russians we were going to be overflying the air zone, not to fire at our aircraft, which they didn't. Told them we were going to have helicopters coming in, which was all true. And then we conducted our mission, and away we went.
Well, right. You know, I do think that there, you know, I was feeling that there was a coincidence going on here, at least in terms of the timing of it all, with everything going on in Syria, and then suddenly we get the ISIS leader, and he was cornered, and Captain, what we understand the reports are that he detonated a suicide vest. I also think the reports state that his wife may have done the same thing, but in the course of that, of taking their own lives, they evidently took the lives of at least three of their children, from what we understand. And what a terrible, terrible thing. It just shows exactly the kind of person we were going after. And, of course, now, as the president himself said, he was a terrible, depraved person. He was a depraved man, and now he's gone.
Well, when you say wife, I say which wife, number one. And when you say children, I say which one of the 11? He had 11 kids, but apparently there were three with him and got killed. And, by the way, there was one casualty reported. It was a military dog who was wounded, and I believe the dog will make a complete recovery, but of course there was an explosion that went off when he detonated himself in the tunnel. I don't know if they let the dog loose in the tunnel or what happened, but for some reason there was one of our military dogs that was injured. That I do know. That's the only injury that I'm aware of.
Yes, exactly. And that's very, very sad. And of course, we're going to be pulling for that canine because he's quite a hero going after this guy.
Oh, absolutely. Because the guy apparently ran from wherever he was at into a tunnel just to, I think he forgot the fact that he was in a one-way tunnel and they got him cornered in there. And that was the end of it. And, you know, even if you do let the dogs loose or let a dog loose in a tunnel, you hear that dog coming at you. I mean, good Lord, who knows what's going to happen, right? In this case, he blew himself up. But the other thing is, there was an airstrike reported to me through my sources before they went in. And, of course, he knew somebody or something was coming right away. And then when they got there on the ground, that's when they, observed where he had gone and all that. But then after the mission was completed, and we got out of the way, they've called in another airstrike to completely destroy the area he was in, so nothing could be considered to be a shrine for him later on.
Right, exactly. And we understand there was also, I think, a brief firefight as well as they were finding out exactly where he was and pursuing
him.
Well,
of course.
Yeah, and so this was a very well-executed mission from top to bottom from what we can tell. And certainly, this is something that the United States has been trying to accomplish for quite some time.
Well, of course, the 1st Special Forces Operational Detachment Delta, known to the public as SEAL Team 6 and Delta Force, respectfully, were the teams that were involved with this, again, from my sources out of Fort Bragg in North Carolina. This is something we'll be told about probably a little bit later in the day. But the fact of the matter is, the raid, the final capture, the kill phase of the raid was launched and occurred Saturday night. It was approved by President Trump late last week, we believe as recent as Thursday. Don't know for sure, but during the successful termination of the raid, the word came through that unnamed U.S. military and intelligence officials reported to the president that al-Baghdadi had been terminated. And, of course, this is quite the feather in the president's cap. The Democrats are trying to spin it in a totally different way. We'll get into that when we come back. And we got a lot more to talk about tonight on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We are just getting fired up. Phew, what a night we got in store for you.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976. This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. And you know, if you're struggling with severe or nagging pain, as I did for a number of years until I found out about Relief Factor, if you've got arthritis, if you've got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, hip pain, maybe you got knee pain too, or just plain old muscle aches, well, let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start plan right away, because many people, including myself, found relief in just a couple of weeks of use. Now, you can take the Relief Factor, as I do, per instructions. When you first get it, it'll be three times a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And you take that until you run out of the all-natural medication, because that's what it is. It's all-natural, and it reduces swelling, and it, I don't know how it does it, folks, but it definitely helps with your pain. I've got arthritis, and believe me, there's no way to stop that. And this has cut the pain down from about a 7 or an 8 on some days to a 0 or a 1 now. And I've been taking it for just about 3.5 years, a little bit more than 3.5 years. Now, all you have to do is go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and order your $19.95 3-week quick start. That's all it costs, $19.95. For the 3-week quick start plus shipping and handling, run you about $25-$26. You'll have it in about 3 days. Try it the way it says to take it. Don't take any shortcuts on it. And believe me, about 80% of the people now that order it from this show are staying on the product because it works. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, getting back to the al-Baghdadi thing and getting back to the reaction of the left, first of all, the Democrats are crying foul because Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and, oh, poor little screamy, shrimy Adam Schiff weren't told about this. Well, let me just tell you a little secret, Kyle. I wouldn't have told them either because you can't trust the SOBs.
Well, President Trump, Captain, said that he did not want to let on anything.
Didn't want any leaks.
He didn't want any leaks. Now, this has prompted some reaction like, well, Nancy Pelosi is, you know, she wouldn't leak any information. But here's the thing. By the time it gets through, there's a lot of people in the chain who may have heard or may be able to hear about something like that. And President Trump certainly, you know, wants to take all the precautions. We wanted to get this guy. And I would also say this, Captain, the Democrats themselves, Nancy Pelosi, Schumer, Schiff, all the rest of them, they're not acting professionally to begin with for just trying to run our country or govern our nation. And so they need to ask themselves a question. They need to ask themselves, you know, are they surprised that President Trump kept this from them until obviously he would need to tell them about it? But of course, they're the ones who are creating this air of mistrust.
Well, they are. And the Washington Post, by the way, was mocked for calling al-Baghdadi a religious scholar. Did you see that?
That's amazing. Yeah.
It was the obituary they wrote about him. And then Mike Rogers, former Admiral Mike Rogers, said that no way the al-Baghdadi strike was successful without intelligence and the Kurds. Well, I agree 100% on that one. How about you?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And I also agree with Vice President Pence because he said the fight against ISIS isn't over. And that's true.
Well, exactly right. But the spin that we've seen, I think, of recent days, Captain, of course, has been that President Trump is completely out to lunch. He's ruined foreign policy. He's screwed up the whole thing in Syria, et cetera, et cetera. But it may be just the opposite now.
Do you think for one second, knowing what just happened in Syria, with us flying in our Delta Force and SEAL Team 6 joint combined units to go in there to take this guy out, do you think for one second, and by the way, with air cover flying overhead, that anybody is not going to think the USA is 100% back?
Right, exactly right.
I don't think so. I think right now they're sitting over there, some of those bad guys, including Iran, going, uh-oh, uh-oh. Look what he just did. Uh-oh. By the way, Susan Rice said ISIS can reconstitute. Well, of course they can. And fighting against the terrorist groups not over. Well, tell me something I don't know. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper hailed the victory for the U.S., said the world will be much better with al-Baghdadi being killed. And all kinds of reactions around the world, positive reactions, of course, unless you're talking about the bad guys and they're all saying, well, this wasn't fair, and all that crap. But then James Clapper, I wish he would just shut up and go somewhere. He said, we cannot stop worrying about ISIS because they are still a crisis of immense proportions. Well, of course they are, Dumbo. There's still about 10,000 of them in that region. And by the way, a whole bunch of them scattered and went all over the damn world, didn't they?
Well, right. And I would also say that one of the things that this also shows is President Trump is decisive. And the enemies of the United States and of our allies in the free world, when they see decisiveness, I think that terrifies them as well, because they know the president will act. And if he has the opportunity, he'll take it.
Now, let me tell you something else that we found out about, which may or may not be related to all this. Did you know that President Trump and Senator Mitt Romney had a secret White House lunch late last week?
I did not know that.
Well, they did, and I don't know what Romney was told or how he was told or what was done, but Mr. Romney may be coming back with a little bit of a different attitude. We will see, but you definitely know that they weren't talking about the ice cream shop.
Well, right, and you know, sometimes, see, that's the thing. Being president is different than being the speaker or being a senator. All those are important jobs, but being the president, that's why it's so exclusive to be the president. So the president might have been able not to necessarily give classified information or something that shouldn't be said, but certainly be able to show a person exactly what might be going on, and they might say, mm-hmm. Oh, I
and
didn't
do you, And do you know what the similarity here comes to mind with Romney coming over for that secret lunch? You know what the similarity is that comes to mind?
What's that?
Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill.
Yes. Right.
Same thing was done.
Right. Exactly. And see, this is, and I'm glad that you bring up Tip O'Neill, because there couldn't have been more polar opposites, really, than Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill. But Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill found a way to work together, and that was the spirit, President Reagan tried to impart. And I think the American people appreciated that, because after 6 o'clock, we should be able to all, you know, go to and have a little party or something and talk to one another in a clear, cogent manner like adults. But what has happened is that things have been so degraded, and it's the get Trump at all costs, that kind of thing from the Democrats, that has really soured that spirit and Americanism.
And I'm going to tell you something else that he just did that nobody's talked about. Our pulling out of Syria and then going back in for another reason into Syria for the oil fields, to protect the oil fields with armor and this, that, and the other, and about 500 troops to do so. An armored brigade is what it involves too, with air cover flying over and whatnot, has actually outsmarted Vladimir Putin.
Right.
Think about it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, Putin's not too happy, I think, with this whole thing to begin with, and even Russia has tried to call into question the validity of the raid, so that tells you a lot right there, too.
Now, I want to talk a little bit, and we're going to run out of time, so I'm going to carry this over in the next segment, but I'm going to get it started. Do you know anything about this ambassador, the Ukrainian ambassador, Bill Taylor, who was a West Point grad and apparently had some pretty good creds and whatnot? Do you know anything about him when he testified last week and the Dems are all over? Well, we have credible information now from the Ukrainian ambassador himself that this was a quid pro. Do you remember hearing anything about
that? I heard something about that. That's right. Yeah.
Do you know anything about Mr. Bill Taylor?
Not only as far as the sense of what he was saying in those tests.
Well, when I come back, I'm going to blow the lid off Bill Taylor, because Bill Taylor is not exactly the kind of person that you think he is, because I found out who he is, who's been spending money in his camp, so to speak, who he works for, who owns that little organization, and where more money than God is coming from to some of these organizations that have been putting Mr. Taylor up to some of his shenanigans, because remember, he was no longer the ambassador to the Ukraine.
That's right. Yeah, so that'll be very, very interesting.
Oh, I'm telling you, we got the goods on this guy, and it's part of what I'm going to be talking about tomorrow with our author from Rules for Deplorables, Kathy Chamberlain, because she did all the research, and I've got the information in front of me a day early, and I'm going to blow the whistle on this Bill Taylor guy. And I don't care if he's a West Point graduate, a military veteran, this, that, and the other. He's been messing with the wrong freaking people, and it's what's called the buyer with the most money bought him. I can prove it, and I'm going to get into it. Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Wait till you hear this one coming up. And I guarantee you won't hear the mainstream media talking about this, if they do at all, for a week or more. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Kevin McGeelman, the acting Homeland Security Secretary, is challenging a subpoena to appear before a congressional committee to discuss terrorism threats to the United States on the day before he's set to leave office. McGeelman sent a letter to House Homeland Security Chairman Bernie Thompson saying he was surprised and disappointed to get the subpoena a day earlier. McGeelman has suggested that the department's top intelligence officer be the one to testify. Thompson, a Democrat from Mississippi, is holding the hearing on October 30th on terrorist threats facing the country. McGeelman is set to leave the job on October 31st after 6 months in the position. He took over after Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen quit. No replacement has been named to the department, which has seen its top ranks decimated through firings and resignations over the past year. The acting DHS secretary is the head of the Transportation and Security Administration. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, tonight, for all you lucky people that are here in the Tampa Bay area, we are going to have the exclusive free Tampa Bay local area screening of the new Dennis Prager, Adam Carolla movie, No Safe Spaces. It'll be over in Brandon at the AMC Regency 20 Theater, which is located at 2496 West Brandon Boulevard. Now, as of the beginning of the show, we were under 100 tickets left to give out free. So it's first come, first serve, folks. You need to get over to the websites, theanswertampa.com or theanswersarasota.com. Either one will get you to where you need to for the tickets for the No Safe Spaces movie event. The doors open at 6, the movie starts at 7, and we're going to have a question and answer series afterwards. I will be the master of ceremonies for this. We have a representative from the movie there with us, one of the producers is my understanding. And it's going to be a great night. Lots of like-minded people there, lots of people there. The Advocate, of course, the movie done by Adam Carolla and Dennis Prager, talking to experts to the right and the left, touring college campuses, examining their own upbringings to try to understand what's happening in America today. And you're going to get an eye-opening of what's going on, especially on the college campuses, like you wouldn't believe, with proof, with video proof of what's transpiring. So truck on over to theanswertampa.com or theanswersarasota.com. I hope to see you there tonight. The AMC Regency 20 Theater, and that's at 2496 West Brandon Boulevard in the big mall there, Brandon, Florida. I'll see you there Doors open at 6. We start at 7. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, first of all, Bill Taylor, the former ambassador to the Ukraine. Now, I'm not going to put him down because he's a West Point grad, a Vietnam veteran, and a long-serving State Department employee. I'm not going to put him down for that. But what I'm going to do is tell you that right now the Democrats and Adam Schiff has called this man a very important witness in the impeachment inquiry and corroborating witness in the Trump impeachment probe testifies. They're talking about Bill Taylor. Now, you want to know what I know about this?
Absolutely.
First of all, the mere suspicion of a crime leaked to Dems by the leftist deep state doesn't mean it's a crime. The still anonymous whistleblower complaint, for example, kicked off the impeachment inquiry we're witnessing now. Second of all, the fake news media is spinning the story to fit the left's anti-Trump narrative and reports it ad nauseum till it's coming out of our eyes and ears all over the television and radio. And the aim is to convince the general public that there is substance to the accusation. And number three, an investigation by the complicit Democrats begins the impeachment witch hunt. Now, the statement from these unclassified hearings last week, intentionally withheld from Republicans, has been cherry-picked and leaked by the Democrats to their favor. Now, as evidenced by other hoaxes against Trump, the left's modus operandi is becoming more honed by the day. What do you think of all that so far?
Well, yeah, this is really, very interesting, big-time stuff.
Now, what gets really alarming here is the connections that Mr. Taylor has with some very hardcore progressive, left, liberal, Democrat, socialist, communist groups. We'll start with the Atlantic Council. The Atlantic Council is funded by and works for in partnership with Burisma. That's one of the companies they're investigating, the natural gas company at the center of allegations regarding Joe Biden and his son, Hunter Biden.
Yes, see, that is, you know, talk about your weird connections. That's exactly the thing that we're talking about for all the corruption charges and why the Ukrainian prosecutors were investigating Burisma.
Well, wait till you hear the rest of this. Besides Burisma funding, the Atlantic Council is also financed by billionaire activist George Soros, Open Society Foundations, along with Google, along with the Rockefeller Brothers Fund, and the U.S. State Department. These are the same group of leftist investors that have been involved in other projects. For example, the whistleblower complaint references the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project, known as the OCCRP, as its main reference in most of its footnotes. This, like the Atlantic Council, is largely financed by the same groups. By extension, that directly links Bill Taylor to George Soros and all of his money. There is no denying it. Yet in the leaked portion of Taylor's testimony, there's no mention of these very significant leftist connections. That begs the question, why not, Kyle?
Well, exactly. Well, it goes to show that what we're hearing in this whole thing about the testimony and all of these things about the so-called quid pro quo, all of this stuff is literally being made up out of whole cloth. It's not an organic, actual news story. It's, again, a fabrication, essentially, and trying to twist statements and so forth to make it look bad.
Let me wrap this up, because in other equally suspect alliances with the Atlantic Council, Taylor is inextricably linked to David J. Kramer. He is a longtime advisor to the late Senator John McCain. Kramer played a central role in disseminating the anti-Trump dossier to the news media and the Obama administration, in which Taylor participated in those events and initiatives organized by Kramer. That is a fact. Coincidentally or not, both Taylor and Kramer have been senior advisors to the U.S. and Ukraine Business Council, which has co-hosted events with the Atlantic Council and has participated in events co-hosted jointly by Burisma and the Atlantic Council. Do you see where I'm going with all this?
Well, sure.
Good God.
The connections, that's right. And the old saying, follow the money and see where all
and
that...
And guess who else is involved in this?
Who's that?
Representative Adam Schiff's own staff members, too, who actually went to the Ukraine to meet with the Atlantic Council, to meet with Burisma, and who was there, I say? Mr. Taylor. Taylor.
That's right. Yeah, that happened back in August, according to reports that I've seen. Yeah, absolutely.
So, is there anybody with rational thinking that wants to hold their hand up and say, Houston, I think we got a problem here. Houston, hello, because Taylor's travel was organized and paid for by the Atlantic Council and Burisma.
That's right. That's why the story here, Captain, is finding out how these things are being put together in order to go after the president.
This is amazing. I mean, this is amazing. It's so obvious that this is just absolutely, pardon the pun, trumped up and has no credibility to it at all.
Well, right.
It's obvious.
And that's why when we see the power of the media in and of itself is not a bad thing.
All right.
But when you use the power like
now,
that, it is.
I got to change gears because we got two stories coming out of California. First of all, the report a little while ago, about 2 hours ago, was two firefighters have been injured in the Northern California fire. One was badly burned and airlifted to a hospital. Another one had minor injuries and was just resting comfortably. This is not what you like to hear when you get into fires, because if this fire was not set by an arsonist, and it can be proven that it was set by some other means or individuals were held responsible for some sort of negligence, then guess what? There's going to be charges, because any time a firefighter gets injured, that is a criminal offense if they can prove that it was caused by somebody or someone.
Exactly right. And that firefighter you're talking about, he was airlifted to UC Davis Medical Center in the area there in Northern California. About 200,000 people are under evacuation orders there, and the area has burned about 85 square miles, we're told.
Well, it was 10% contained this morning, but as of airtime, it was 5% contained. It's gotten worse.
Well, yes, and we're
because of the winds.
That's right. There's another large wind event coming in those areas in Northern California, also areas north of L.A. Orange County, where I am, may not be quite as bad, but we're expecting high winds.
Now, the last story I want to get to is the one out of California, another one out of California. You lost your congresswoman yesterday.
That's right, Katie Hill.
Little Miss Nudie.
That's right. She resigned amid the ethics probe.
Well, it was more than being nude. I need to back that up. Mm-hmm. She was accused of having a relationship with a staffer. Not one, but maybe two.
That's right. And
maybe one was female and maybe one was male.
That's right, yeah.
So she was getting around.
Yeah, we understand that. Yeah, she's come out as bisexual, basically. And so yeah, there are these talks of the affairs, these pictures that have come out, mm-hmm. and so forth. And so as of on Sunday, yesterday, she announced that she would be resigning, absolutely.
Well, she has no choice in the matter. By the way, I understand she's blaming the whole thing on her husband. Who's getting a divorce from her.
That's right. She's in the middle of a divorce. It's very acrimonious and so forth, and that's in and of itself very, very sad. But this is an interesting, very interesting development, and she's part of the freshman class at Congress, but she's out.
Yep. See you later. Hasta la vista, Katie. I wish you well in the porno films you'd be starring in, right?
Well, we'll see what's next for us. Yeah.
All right, give us something else out of your show.
Thank you, Captain. You can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
I got you on that one. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. I caught him unguarded on that. Yeah, she's going to wind up being a porno queen. Watch and see. All right, we're coming right back with our first Truckers Highway Viber report. Yeah, we got snow again out west, out in the mountains. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Join speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach, and get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Boogie tune called Race Radio. A little song for that left lane. Goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cab sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a pair of right feet look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Alrighty, that's Ray Carlisle. Ain't nothing wrong with his radio. And this first edition of our Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by your local Flying J and Pilot Travel Center. Wherever they happen to be, stop on by. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Especially those Pilot Travel Centers. You're really going to be surprised when you get in there and find out what they have to offer. Alright, here we go. Got to start with California first because of the dangerous wildfires that are out there. Now, the combination of strong offshore winds and very dry conditions and fuels will lead to dangerous fire weather conditions across parts of California, especially Northern California, where they had 80-mile-an-hour winds yesterday in some areas. Now, a number of wildfires are currently burning across the state, including the Kincade Fire, which is the largest fire in the state. About 85 miles worth of forest and brush is currently being burnt. And critical and extreme threats are likely to persist in North and Central and Southern California through midweek. Now, the big problem is up there, Sacramento West, all the way over to I-5 and beyond towards almost the ocean, and all the way down into Fresno, Modesto, and darn near all the way to Bakersfield right now. And again, across over to San Francisco and on down towards the LA area. So keep that in mind tonight when you're traveling over there. I-5 in particular might be a lot of smoke over there for you to contend with. Now, other than that, Southern California, you've got some high winds in scattered areas of Southern California. It goes pretty much south of south of LA, down towards San Diego, and out east of San Diego a little ways, maybe towards Calexico, by the looks of this. In the higher elevations in the mountains tonight, you've got a frost and a freeze warning there in Southern California. Also, you've got a frost and a freeze warning inside Arizona, and right there, right along Las Vegas, the mountainous areas to the east of Las Vegas and Kingman, Arizona, on down about 40 miles of the west part of Arizona tonight, down towards Bullhead City, I might add. Now, here comes the snow. Let's start out down in New Mexico. You've got some windy conditions in southern and central New Mexico. When you get around Albuquerque, you're going to have some winter driving conditions going north. You'll have some scattered winter driving conditions on I-40 going east out towards Tucumcari. Once you get over towards the Navajo Indian Reservation to the west, you'll be out of it in New Mexico. Now, moving up to Colorado, Denver. Hello, Denver. You like snow there? You're getting it. And there's a winter storm advisory warning, if you will, for the Denver metropolitan area, straight north up towards Wyoming and a little bit west towards Fort Collins, and a general winter road and travel advisory on for east of 25 and up 76 towards Nebraska, and to the west up 287 up towards Wyoming. Now, Wyoming, western Wyoming tonight, you have a winter storm advisory and watch and warning for winter travel conditions. I-80 coming out of Utah, going up towards Rollins, and just about all the way to Elk Mountain, you're going to have that weather, which seems to be starting to move to the east a little bit right now. So be advised of that. Now, if you're going to go up out of Little America on US 30 and take the shortcut up there to get up to Idaho and then head on over towards Portland or head on over towards Seattle to get up that away, going up I-84 and whatnot off 30, then you're going to have some snow to get there up through Montpelier and whatnot. Up in Idaho, the northeastern part of Idaho, just a little bit north of Boise and over to the west along I-84, Cabbage. Looks like you're going to have some snow up on top of Cabbage tonight. Winter driving conditions, be advised of that. Wyoming, all of western Wyoming, the central part of Wyoming, I-15 into Billings and Bozeman and Helena, You've got snow. You've got a winter storm warning to the west central part of Montana tonight. You're going to have an accumulation of snow depending on where you're going. 4th of July looks like as if you could get quite an accumulation up there tonight, so be advised, you guys might be hanging iron before the night's over. And you got some high winds out in front of this too that's going to make life a little bit miserable. And there's some high winds behind it in Washington State, along the lower part of Washington State. And I-84 coming off Cabbage, going almost all the way to Hood River. You've got high winds there as well. Now let's go over into the middle part of the country. Tonight up in Wisconsin, Green Bay, and north of Madison, you've got some high winds up in there blowing around. Going to make life a little miserable for you, be a little bit chilly. Central Kentucky, southern Illinois, southern Indiana, got some winds blowing around there tonight. Got some winds in the eastern part and northeastern part of Tennessee, going up into Virginia, and then the mountains of North Carolina too, going up through Asheville, got some winds blowing there. Now there is some fog tonight in Alabama, pretty much Birmingham north all the way to the Tennessee line, and I-20 from the western part of the eastern part of Louisiana, right about the Alabama line in Mississippi, part of Mississippi, patchy fog, but when you get into Alabama, it's pretty much all the way across going towards Georgia. Now, that fog is liable to expand during the course of the night. Conditions are such that it could do that, so I'll try to keep my eyes on it for you. Next hour, you might hear a difference in the fog being a little bit larger area. Also, over I-95 tonight, you've got some fog over around Jacksonville, up towards Brunswick, and going up by the east coast of the United States, there is some gale force activity, winds up along Massachusetts, the coastline there, New Hampshire coastline, and the Maine coastline as well. So there you have it. And that's the Truckers Highway and Byway Report for this hour. Now, keep in mind that the Flying J and the Pilot Travel Center nearest you brings you these reports. And if you're traveling in an area where you haven't been to a Pilot, because some of them are popping up in places where they hadn't been before, pull on in there and see what they have to offer. You might be surprised, because they're not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Back in the day, some of you guys might remember, you grab a hot dog, you grab a cup of coffee, you grab a soda, a bag of chips, and you're out the door because that's about all they had. Well, now you're going to find an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, could be a Denny's, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, Taco Bell, a Wendy's, a Huddle House, a Moe's Southwest Grill, or a full-service three-meal Dunkin' Donuts store in any one of the Pilots or Flying J's around the country. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And they got all the amenities there in the Flying J travel centers and the Pilot travel centers that you would expect to find. Now, don't forget, you pull on in there, you tell them the captain sent you, you're going to get yourself a nice hot cup of coffee in the middle of the night, or if you got one of those travel mugs, you're going to wind up with a refill with whatever your favorite fountain beverage happens to be. So, stop by and see them, check them out, tell them the captain sent you, and remember, it's all about Pilot and Flying J, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. I'll be right back with Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, and I'm sure she's all fired up and ready to go. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.